Well, at count centres around the country, the ballot boxes are being opened now. It's just 15 seconds to 9 o'clock. In the next hour, we'll hear from our correspondents at those count centres around the country, more reaction from political parties and expert analysis as we begin to learn the outcome of Election 24.
It's 9 o'clock on Saturday, the 30th of November, the day after our general election. As the ballot boxes open, you're listening to Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Áine Lawler and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The counting of votes in the general election is getting underway around now. The ballot boxes are being opened at count centres across the country, with some first count results expected by early afternoon. An exit poll carried out by Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes for RTE, The Irish Times, TG Cahir and Trinity College Dublin suggests that Fine Gael and Sinn Féin are virtually tied when it comes to first preference votes, with Fianna Fáil slightly further back, making the result of the general election 2024 too close to call. Here's Mary Regan of our political staff.
Ballot papers have begun pouring out of boxes in count centres across the country as the operation of sorting and counting votes finally gets underway. Tally men and women will be closely watching for transfer patterns all the way down the ballot papers, which are even more relevant in what is an extremely tight race. The exit poll carried out by Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes for RTE, The Irish Times, TG Cahir and Trinity College Dublin indicates that the three bigger parties are neck and neck. The poll suggests that Sinn Féin are on 21.1%, Fine Gael on 21% and Fianna Fáil on 19.5%. Last night's exit poll also indicates that the combined Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael vote figure is down on 2020, but transfers between the parties look to have increased. The counting now underway is the only one that will ultimately matter. Details of the first counts should start emerging in the afternoon, with the first seats being filled later into the afternoon or evening. But we'll have to wait longer to know who takes those final crucial seats, which will determine what party comes out top. So we're in for a long weekend before we've a clearer idea of the 174 TDs who will make up the next doll.
Further details have been released this morning of the exit poll, including who the preferred choice for Taoiseach is for voters and what form of new coalition government might take. With more, here's Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff.
Chief among the exit poll questions is who voters want to be the next Taoiseach, with the public seemingly divided between Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald. According to the exit poll, 35% of respondents said they want to see the Fianna Fáil leader leading the next government. He is closely followed by 34% support for the Sinn Féin leader, with Fine Gael leader Simon Harris trailing on 27%. The exit poll also contains insights on who the public wants to see form a coalition. 31% of voters said they want to see a Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael coalition, followed by 22% who want to see a Sinn Féin-led coalition without the other two big parties. A Fianna Fáil-Sinn Féin coalition received 7% support, a Fine Gael-Fianna Fáil and Independent coalition 9%, and a Fine Gael-Fianna Fáil and smaller parties coalition 9%. 56% of Fianna Fáil voters told the exit poll they want to see a coalition with Fine Gael, while 65% of Fine Gael voters responded the same way. Housing and homelessness was the single biggest issue for voters according to the exit poll at 28%, followed by cost of living at 19%, health at 17%, economic stability at 9% and immigration at 6%.
Rebel forces in Syria have taken control of the majority of the country's second largest city, Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the conflict, says forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad withdrew without offering significant resistance. According to the observers, Russia launched air raids in parts of Aleppo overnight for the first time since 2016. More than 300 people, including more than 20 civilians, have been killed since the offensive started on Wednesday. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said a NATO offer to protect parts of the country under Ukrainian control could help to bring an end to the war with Russia. Mr. Zelensky also implied he would be willing to wait to regain the almost one-fifth of his country that Russia's army has seized, if such a deal could offer security for the rest of Ukraine and end the fighting. The comments came amidst escalating tensions in the almost three-year war. In Georgia, mass protests sparked by the government's decision to withdraw from the EU integration process have continued for a second night. In the capital, Tbilisi, the situation turned violent, with police using water cannons to disperse the crowds. More than 100 people were arrested. In sports news, the Republic of Ireland women's team drew 1-1 with Wales in their Euro 2025 playoff final first leg in Cardiff last night. Wales took the lead on 20 minutes, with the equaliser coming 10 minutes before half-time. The second leg takes at the Aviva Stadium on Tuesday. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy with patchy light rain, drizzle and mist this morning. More persistent rain will develop in the west and southwest later, spreading across the country during the evening. Highest temperatures 12 to 15 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will reach gale force 8 at times today on coast from Valentia to Bloody Foreland to Carlingford Lough.
Brian, thank you. We'll be live in Cork at the first of our count centres next.
The power of classical music with the RTE Concert Orchestra. Experience Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, Brahms' Tragic Overture, and Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 with conductor Teresa Rivero Boehm and violin virtuoso Roseanne Philippins. Live at the National Concert Hall Dublin, Saturday, January 25th. See rte.ie/co for more. Tchaikovsky and Bruch with the RTE Concert Orchestra.
Some say it's the look of wonder on the children's faces. Some say it's catching up with old friends, while others say it's family gathering around the table. And you know what? They're right. It's all of this and more that makes Christmas, along with plenty of Avonmore cream. Our freshest cream, including seasonal flavours perfect for the festivities. Don't forget the Avonmore cream, the cream that makes Christmas.
This is Colin Lee, Head of Programme Operations for Go. This Christmas, families across the Middle East, Africa and Central America are being driven to the very brink of survival by conflict and climate change. Go urgently needs your help to reach more people. Make a life-saving Christmas donation today at go.ie. That's go.ie. Thank you.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to more this season. With Tesco Irish Beef Sirloin Roast, now half price. Treat your guests with Ferrero Rocher 24 packs and Tonics and Elite Caddy tea cakes just €8 each. And keep everyone refreshed with Coke Zero and 7-Up Zero 12 packs, now 2 for €10. Helping feed your Christmas spirit. Shop in-store or online. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability, available in most stores. Prices vary in express stores. T's and C's apply. Deposit and customer quotas may apply. See Tesco.ie.
Don't miss our fantastic Black Friday offers with 20% off selected home products in-store and online at Home Focus at Hickey's.
On RTE.ie this weekend.
Keep informed on all the latest developments in the general election 2024 with our live updates and in-depth analysis. In sport, we'll have the result and all the reaction from the GAA Special Congress on the new Gaelic football rules. In Brainstorm, James O'Sullivan on why the golden age of video games is over. And in culture, we bring you a feast of music live from Dingle at this year's Other Voices Festival. All this and the very best of the week's stories.
RTE.ie. Discover more.
Morning Ireland, the day after a general election, the day the votes are counted. Right across the country, ballot boxes are being opened. When they're sorted and counted, what will they tell us? Will they match the exit poll and show three parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, in a photo finish? again. It's likely to be next week before we know for sure. It could be next year before we know who will form the next government. We have reporters at every county centre in the country. They'll be bringing you all the latest on tallies in the next few hours and results as they emerge later in the day. Let's go to one now, to Cork, the city, Nemo Rangers GAA Club, and our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Morning, Pascal.
Morning, Gavin. Yes, I'm at Nemo Rangers GAA Club on the pitches outside. Names are made and hearts are broken on a regular basis. I'm inside in the AstroTurf Hall. It's an indoor GAA pitch. And names are going to be made and hearts are equally going to be broken here over the next few days. To describe the scene here, the hall is divided in two lengthways. On one side, Cork North Central is being counted. On the other side, Cork South Central. And then there are two distinct operations going on in the background in parallel with them. There is a tally, a shared tally for the Cork North Central constituency. And participating in that tally are Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Labour and Sinn Féin. On the south side, there is a joint tally. And again, we have Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour and Sinn Féin participating in that. And those tallies traditionally have been incredibly accurate. I can tell you from my own experience, they gauge their accuracy to within 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 of a percentage point when the results come out. So there are around 100 count staff for each constituency, and there are two tally people for every box that is being opened. On the south side, I think there are about 50 boxes being opened at the time, slightly less than that on the north side, and it is all go here at the moment.
Pascal, let's hope that line holds up for a few more minutes. When are you expecting first results?
Well, we will get indications of how the tally is going in about an hour or an hour and a half's time. We would expect to have full tallies perhaps by about lunchtime, and then first count results by about tea time here this evening. So it's going to be quite the eventful day here at Nemo Rangers Gaelic football grounds for Cork North Central and Cork South Central.
Pascal Sheehy in Cork, thank you. And a reminder that if you're on the move today, of course keep your radio with you, but you can also keep up to date with results on the RTE News app and on RTE Online.
And throughout the day, we're also going to be bringing you more details from the RTE Irish Times TG Carr Trinity College Dublin exit poll by Ipsos B&A. Sandra Hurley of our political staff can tell us more of some of the detail to the questions that 5,000 people who had already voted were asked, Sandra.
Yes, so people were stopped as they came out from polling stations all around the country in every single constituency and also throughout the day from 7 a.m. in the morning until 10 p.m. So in the past, this has been very accurate. It is a larger sample size than typical opinion polls. So what is it telling us? Overall, the picture is continued fragmentation across the electoral landscape. It reinforces, I think, the status quo that there are three mid-sized parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin. Also interesting to note that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together on these figures, with the caveat, of course, that there is a margin of error on this of 1.4%, together they stand at 40.5%. That is their lowest figure ever together if you put those two parties and add it up. Now, if you break down the actual figures, and we've been hearing them throughout the programme, what you could also do is compare them with what the parties got in 2020. So Fine Gael is at 21% versus its general election result. That is up just 0.1%. Sinn Féin on 21.1%. That's down 3.4%. Fianna Fáil 19.5%, down 2.7%. The Social Democrats 5.8% plus 2.9%. Labour on 5% plus 0.6%. The Greens on 4%, it's minus 3.1%. Yeah. Aintu on 3.6%. People Before Profit Solidarity on 3.1%. Independence 12.7%. Independent Ireland on 2.2%. And others on 1.9%.
And there's an age breakdown as well, isn't there? Which is quite revealing about Sinn Féin's strength, really, with younger people, younger voters.
Yes, this is coming through in a lot of the questions that people were asked. When people were asked who you would prefer to see as Taoiseach after the general election, 35% saying Micheál Martin, 34% Mary Lou MacDonald, 27% Simon Harris. But if you look at that just on the age breakdown, 18 to 24 year olds, 59% of those wanted to see Mary Lou MacDonald as Taoiseach. In the 25 to 34 year old range, that was at 56%. So you can see Sinn Féin, they're really dominating amongst younger people. And that also comes through, I think, in some of the issues. It's voters were also asked, you know, what made them decide their vote? What was the most important issue for people? Yeah. Housing and homelessness at the top, 28%. But if you go across for Sinn Féin voters, that was particularly important at 47%. It was also particularly important for younger people. And we hear that all the time. But of 18 to 24 year olds, 41% of those, that was the most important issue for them. In the 25 to 34 year old age range, it was the most important issue for 42%. Now, the other issues that voters made up their mind on: cost of living at 19%, health at 17%, economic stability at 9%, immigration at 6%, lower than a lot of people might have thought over the past year. Climate change also on just 4%.
All right, fascinating to look at those numbers in more detail, Sandra. Thank you very much indeed for that. Sandra Hurley of our political staff. It's a quarter past nine.
Right, is Fine Gael's Director of Elections and is with us in our studio. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning. Your reaction to what you're reading in this poll, first of all?
I think it's a very positive poll for Fine Gael. We're happy to see where we are in it, and marginally, as Sandra just said, marginally up on the last general election. But I do think it also, I think it'll be a long few days and could be a long time after that. I noticed in your own commentary you said government mightn't be formed till next year. It's only 31 days away, to be fair, to next year.
That'll be a lot earlier than last time.
Well, it would. But I do think, and I suppose, you know, the phrase is, there's a lot to happen yet in the next 2 days. But, I think it's a positive poll from our perspective.
After the last 3 weeks, are you relieved?
No, I mean, it's in what I find really interesting. And when Sandra called out the issues that the voters talked about in the exit poll, they were the issues that we were getting on the ground, from Fine Gael did our own tracking over the course of the election and our candidates. And I suppose always bearing in mind that we had 26 constituencies with no incumbent TD running. So 26 constituencies where the candidates were new.
Yes, but you started the campaign quite a distance ahead of everybody else. Did you throw away a lead?
I don't think so. I mean, it depends on what you want to call the distance. I mean, I don't think we were ever quite at the percentage that one of the polls put us at. And certainly our own internal polling wouldn't have shown us there. But I mean, when you look at, I suppose, 7 months ago when Simon Harris came in as leader, at that point we were being predicted that we would lose dozens of seats in the local elections. We actually got the most votes in the local elections, the most votes in the European elections. And according to this exit poll, and I personally am someone who likes to wait till votes are counted, based on the exit poll, we also have the most votes in this election.
Almost no change here from 2020. Almost none. No lift from a change of leader. Nothing. What happened?
I don't see it that way, to be quite honest, that nothing happened. I mean, we have a new leader for 7 months. It's a relatively short time frame to really be able to make your mark.
If this exit poll is to be believed, then nothing has changed.
I don't think anything has changed for anybody. No. That's the reality.
But you've had a change of leader. The other two big parties haven't.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that you would put everything down to whether a change of leader should make such dramatic changes.
Well, it doesn't appear to
but
make
I do
any
think,
difference.
I think it has actually. It has made a huge difference as to where we thought we would be. And if you look at the media coverage for the last 2 years, particularly leading into the local and the European elections, Fine Gael were being predicted to be wiped out, to maybe get two seats in the Europeans and to lose dozens in the locals. That hasn't borne fruit. We will make gains based on this opinion poll in this general election, and that is a very positive place to be.
As I was talking to Fia Crow-Cioni, our political reporter, who's been poring over the details of this exit poll since the early hours of this morning, people don't get to choose a Taoiseach, but we did ask the over 5,000 people that were polled who they wanted as a Taoiseach. 35% of poll respondents said Micheál Martin, 34% said Mary Lou MacDonald, 27%, said Simon Harris. Are you disappointed at that?
I'm surprised at that, to be honest, because it's really not what our candidates were saying on the ground. I mean, our campaign was very, very focused on all the new candidates that we had. And
it was very focused on him too.
It was focused on both, to be fair. It was focused on both. But you have to remember that, you know, 63 of our candidates were not TDs. 63 out of 80 were not TDs. So we had a huge, huge focus right from the beginning of the campaign, and indeed long before it, on those candidates, because that was where this election was going to be won and lost, really. It was very much a ground war. And actually, what we have came across ourselves in the tracking that we did was that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were actually tied in terms of the doors that were knocked on, but that in terms of leafleting and social media, we were outperforming other parties. So I think we've seen other ways of reaching.
You spent more as well than the other parties, it seems, too.
Possibly. We'll have to wait till all the returns are done on that. But I mean, I think that's a matter for each party to decide how they want to fund their campaigns.
We don't know yet again if this exit poll is going to transfer into mm-hmm. seats. It's likely that yourselves and Fianna Fáil will get somewhat of a seat bonus if the exit poll on second preferences are to be believed. And you both seem to have transferred very strongly to each other. Are you going to hit 80 seats between yourselves and Fianna Fáil, do you think?
It's difficult to say. I think there is a good.
Now?
I think there is a good possibility of that happening, but obviously 80 isn't the magic number.
No,
you know. So
well, you're unlikely to get 88 between these.
I think that's fairly accurate yes. based on the poll. Yeah, yeah.
If you get 80, what's your preference? Will you? Because it's unlikely that there will be one party that will be able to support you, or do you think that that is still a possibility?
I suppose I'm a director of elections, but not an elected politician, so it's not something I'm going to, you know, have a role in. It'll be very much a matter for the parliamentary party to decide that when they meet.
How are things looking for you? You're in Donegal now, is that
I'm
right?
In Donegal, yeah.
How are things looking there?
Well, I haven't been up there to see for quite a while, other than to vote. It's difficult to know how that will turn out. Obviously, we have two new candidates there, in John McNulty and Nicky Bradley.
The consensus is your party will struggle to hold a seat there.
That does seem to be the consensus, but we'll wait and see.
Stay with us, Alwyn Enright, because also joining us in studio is Cian O'Callaghan, who's minding the Social Democrats' house in the absence of your party leader. And our congratulations to Social Democrats leader Holly Cairns on the birth of her baby girl on polling day. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning. Good news, at least, for the party from Cork. Good news, it seems, too. From this exit poll, 5.8% is an increase in what you had from the last time.
Yeah, and so firstly, I do want to congratulate Holly and her partner Barry on the terrific news yesterday. So 5.8% would be a doubling of our vote from the last election. So it'd be very significant, to be our best ever election result. It would move us from sixth place in terms of position of the party into fourth place, and put us ahead of all the other, you know, smaller or medium-sized parties. So I think it's very significant. It would also mean that we are in the hunt today for a number of seats, additional seats.
How many more do you think you could get as a result of this?
Well, I think in constituencies like Dublin South Central, Cork East, Cork South Central, Limerick City, Dublin Rathdown, Carlow, Kilkenny, constituencies like those, we've been in the hunt for
you're
seats.
You're looking for 12 now, would that be right?
Well, these are areas that we could pick up.
Realistically off the back of a 6% exit poll.
Yeah, and it very much depends how that vote is broken down. I mean, one of the things that's significant about it as well is not just that we've doubled our vote, but compared to 2020, we had our two heavy hitter vote-getters in that 2.9% 5 years ago, you know, Roisin Shorthall and Catherine Murphy. So they're not on the ballot paper today. We are hoping to hold the seats in those constituencies. But it does mean that our vote is likely to be a bit more spread out amongst that 5.8%. And also, it's worth bearing in mind, compared to some other parties, we haven't contested every constituency. We would certainly like to in the next election, but that 5.8% is more concentrated in the 25 constituencies where we ran. So we would be hopeful to make gains.
We're not on the news, the RTE News channel now. That channel is being devoted to our TV coverage. So I will describe to you what's happening in our studio. Kate O'Connell, independent candidate, has walked in, and I'll come to you very shortly. Kate, thank you very much for coming in to us. We're joined by Alwyn Enright, who's Fine Gael's Director of Elections, and by Cian O'Callaghan, candidate for the Social Democrats, minding the Social Democrats in the absence of Holly Cairns. And we're with you here till 10 o'clock on RTE Radio 1. Our coverage on the station continuing until 2 a.m. Cian O'Callaghan, if you were to return with a seat bounce, let's say anything between 6 to 12 seats, you may be able to help out Alwyn Enright and Fianna Fáil and help form a government. Will you talk to them first, or will you talk to the Labour Party and the Green Party first?
Well, we haven't set out yet in terms of who we're going to talk to first or not. Look, we're going to, our parliamentary party hasn't been elected yet. Our parliamentary party is going to have to meet and it's going to have to discuss and make decisions on that. I would expect us to be meeting with other parties that are closer to our values and politics first. But we have said very clearly we will talk to all parties to see what can be done to progress the issues that we were raising during this campaign around housing, around health, around cost of living, around disability. And it's the response from other parties to the policy platform that we've put out that's going to be key. So I don't see, for example, I mean, housing and homelessness, the exit poll shows that it was the biggest issue in this election. It came up time and again on the doors, people in their 20s, 30s, into their 40s, still living with their parents.
Yes, and I just don't see,
you know, this current government continuing on the same vein on housing isn't going to change that. So we'd have to see very significant a mindset to be willing to change direction in areas like housing.
You said you'll talk to all parties, but based on the figures in this exit poll, is there an alternative government? Is there a path to an alternative government, as in a government that isn't led by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
Look, we don't know what the options are
based on what we've seen.
Yeah, but until we see how the seats are actually allocated over the course of the next couple of days, we don't know what the different combinations and possibilities will be. But very much for us, it's a policy focus for us. So we do want to participate in government. We want to participate in a government that is going to make a difference in these areas. And we would not countenance going into a government that was simply going to continue seeing rising homelessness month after month. If the current trajectory continues, in 5 years' time, we'll have 25,000 people living in homeless emergency accommodation. So we'd want to see a very radical change of direction in areas like housing, in areas like disability services. It came up hugely during the campaign. Parents waiting years to get assessment of need for their children, and then even if they do get an assessment of need, then waiting years to get any kind of services or supports, or very minimal services and supports. So we just wouldn't countenance it. Continuance of more of the same would have to be a very significant change in direction on these key issues.
I don't think there's anyone wanting to go into government for the sake of going into government. I think everyone going in wants to go in to get things done and to progress issues. So I don't think there's any difference there. I think as well, I mean, it was very clear, and Fine Gael throughout the election did have a very clear platform of what we want to do and how we want to progress in housing, and particularly in the disabilities issue. And it's something that Taoiseach spoke about continuously during the election, the importance that he recognises that it's an area that he isn't happy with the progress with and would like to see a lot more progress in. So I think, you know, I don't think any party has a monopoly on actually wanting to make sure we get things done, and anyone going into negotiate a programme for government would want to have a very strong policy platform to do that.
All right. Speaking of, because I'm looking at the television and I'm seeing pictures of ballot papers at Cairns, and it's making me feel itchy. I want to go there. Some news from the Cairns. Kevin Humphreys, the former Labour TD, legendary tallyman, and Kate O'Connell, who's just walked in and joined us, who's standing as an independent in Dublin Bay South. You'd be interested in this. Kevin Humphreys has just tweeted, Dublin Bay South, Geoghegan, that's James Geoghegan, the Fine Gael candidate, the Dublin Lord Mayor, to top the poll. And then it continues, no two seats for Fine Gael. Is that a surprise to you, Kate O'Connell?
No, it's not a surprise to me. And that's how we would have predicted it, that Fine Gael, having had no seat in the constituency, would definitely take one seat. And that looks to be the way. So it's how it falls after that. Kevin's well known for his accuracy and able to call a box as it opens. So,
any word on your own tally yet?
No, because I'm in here relaxing with you guys this morning, and we'll see how things roll over the day. It's obviously, for me, I'd be hoping to get a vote across the constituency. I'd hope that I would get a good vote in my local area and where I live. So it'll be interesting to see as the day progresses. But like that, it'll be interesting to see what percentage of the vote the Lord Mayor takes and how his running mate fares as well.
Would you be hopeful of some transfers there yourself?
Of course I would be. I'd be hoping for a transfer. I was very willing to ask. I even at one door said, well, maybe you might give me the number 5 vote. every vote is valuable, and we'll see how it plays out in the end. And, you know, with Jim O'Callaghan there from Fianna Fáil, I'd expect Jim to take a seat. And then we'll see what happens in terms of that green vote from Eamon Ryan from the last time, which I think was about 20.8%. If my memory serves me correctly, 8888 first preference votes. So we'll see how that trickles down and how does it impact Hazel Chew. And then obviously we have Ivana Bacic, the leader of the Labour Party, who won that by-election and won it well. And we'll see how she fares in that mix of a general election campaign. But we'll enjoy the day and we'll respect the electorate's decision at the end of the day.
Thomas Pringle is on the line and I'm going to go to you, Thomas, in a moment. But just for Alwyn Enright, as you're still here, Dublin Bay South, Fine Gael had been hoping to get two there.
We're half an hour into the counting here, so I don't know how many boxes are open based on Kevin's tweet. But I think James looks like he's doing extremely well, and we'll wait and see. It's very hard to judge at this point. I do think, actually, just in the point Kate was talking about the transfers there, it'll be fascinating to see how far down the line people have actually gone, because the ballot papers were huge for general election compared to
I think it was in the exit poll last night. In terms of the main parties, if my memory serves me correctly, I think it was 39% of Fianna Fáil gave a Fianna Fáil or a second preference, and 37%. Yeah. And that's a change from the past. We had a 65-70%. So that goes to show, you know, when you're looking at how votes are divided into constituents, how two candidate strategies are working, maybe things need to be rethought going forward if you're not getting that massive transfer. Or perhaps people are moving to vote for a grouping or a government or an amalgamation rather than an individual party.
And Thomas Pringle, Donegal TD, thank you for joining us. Good morning to you. What's your read of the exit poll and this fragmentation in politics? Is that good for independents like you?
Well, I think the exit poll is very interesting. I think it shows that neoliberalism is holding up in Ireland, and that's really what we're seeing, is that the way I would read it is the people that vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are people who are saying that I'm all right, Jack, and everybody else is, you know, and we need to have a refocus in terms of society, in terms of people voting out of care for society rather than care for themselves.
Well, the point has been made throughout the morning that there wasn't an alternative to the outgoing coalition that many people could see.
Well, I think there is an alternative. Like, you know, it's interesting the hang-up that the media and politicians have that there has to be a single-party alternative. I don't believe that there does be. And right across Europe, and that there's numerous parties and coalition governments right across Europe, and we have to get to that stage. Unfortunately, I think the problem is that you have a number of parties that are willing to go in with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and that's what they've been campaigning and looking for. And that's what is having the difficulty, I believe, in terms of presenting an alternative. And, I think that parties need to get real and show where they stand, with whether it's with individualisation or with the people.
Thomas, I'm going to cut across you briefly. Brian Jennings is back to give us the headlines at 9:30, but I'm going to go first to a man whose name we've already quoted on this programme, former Labour TD and legendary tallyman Kevin Humphreys. We were quoting a tweet of yours, Kevin. You say James Gagan will top the poll in Dublin Bay South, but there aren't two seats for Fine Gael there. Is that right?
That's why I would see it. James Gagan has done very well and probably has pulled too far ahead of Emma Blaine. They would have needed to divide or vote much more equally between the two of them to have a chance of two seats.
What else have you seen in the tally so far?
I think what we see at the moment is in South East, it will be Gagan, Ivana Bakic and Jim O'Callaghan, and it'll be very tight for the last seat, and it's really the transfers is going to tell whether it's between Chu and Andrews. But at the moment, on the box is opened. I see Andrews ahead, but his core area was the first both boxes that were opened. Hayes is doing very well for the Social Democrats and transferring heavily to the Greens and to Labour.
And
that seems to be right through the ballot paper is the Greens, Social Democrats and Labour are transferring very heavily to each other.
Right.
Now, that's the one consistency. I do give a health warning with that.
OK, well, you have a track record there, Kevin. Kate O'Connell is here in studio with us. Can you give her any comfort? Oh, he's gone. Okay.
That's not comforting, Kevin.
I'm here. I know. Sorry, Kate. I'm kind of aware that you're sitting in the studio while I'm saying this. If I can soften the blow, Kate, is that the where I would see your strong areas. The boxes haven't all been opened, so
normally in that constituency.
I know.
We open over in Pier Street and it moves across to the west.
There's quite a range now. In fairness to the counters, quite a range of boxes open at this stage. And there has been some tearing your boxes opened.
Good stuff.
Have you heard about any other constituencies, Kevin?
No, I'm just going to have a quick look around at the RDS, and then I'm heading out to the Fingal count, where I have a keen interest. That's where I've done most of the work in this election, was out in Fingal. So I'm heading out to Fingal in about 5 minutes.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on the line to talk to us this morning. And I know you didn't know Kate was here. Sorry, it was just she was already here in studio.
Look, is one of the things in politics, and I know both Kate and myself have been on this particular end. It's difficult, but like, you know, the democratic system just would not work if people weren't prepared to put their name forward for election and their ideas. And I admire every single person that put their name in the ballot paper.
Thank you, Kevin Humphreys. The time now is almost 25 to 10 and Brian Jennings has the news headlines.
Thanks, Aoife. The counting of votes in the general election has begun. The ballot boxes are being opened at count centres, with some first count results expected by this afternoon. An exit poll carried out by Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes for RTE, The Irish Times, TG Cahir and Trinity College Dublin suggests that Fine Gael and Sinn Féin are virtually tied when it comes to first preference votes, with Fianna Fáil slightly further back, making the result of the general election too close to call. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said a NATO offer to protect parts of the country under Ukrainian control could help to bring an end to the war with Russia. Mr. Zelensky also implied he would be willing to wait to regain almost one-fifth of his country that the Russian army has seized if such a deal could offer security for the rest of Ukraine. Islamist rebels in Syria are reported to have taken control of more than half of Aleppo, the country's second city, as they continued their lightning offensive. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the conflict, says forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad withdrew without offering significant resistance. More than 300 people, including 20 civilians, have been killed since the latest offensive started on Wednesday. In Georgia, mass protests sparked by the government's decision to withdraw from the EU integration process have continued for a second night. In the capital, Tbilisi, the situation turned violent, with police using water cannon to disperse the crowds. Now, the weather forecast: cloudy with patchy light rain, drizzle and mist this morning. More persistent rain will develop in the west and southwest later, spreading across the country through the evening. Highest temperatures 12 to 15 degrees in fresh and gusty southerly winds, increasing strong in the west and south later. And there's a warning that southerly winds will reach gale force 8 at times today on coasts from Valencia to Bloody Foreland to Carlingford Lough.
You're listening to a Morning Ireland election special. Aoife and me with you until 10 o'clock. RTÉ Radio 1's coverage continues until 2 a.m. We'll be back with more from the political parties and from count centres next.
Enjoy real savings this Christmas at SuperValu, like SuperValu smoked salmon 300 gram, half price. SuperValu fresh Irish T-bone steak, now save 33%. Pick up selected Pampers range, any two for €20. And scan your card or app and get Fairy non-bio powder 50 wash, now €10. Share the magic this Christmas with SuperValu.
At Toyota, we're celebrating two fantastic years of Toyota Relax, our 12-month service activated warranty. In fact, we're so happy about it, we want to give you the chance to win something just as fantastic. A new Toyota CHR plug-in hybrid. All you have to do is answer two simple questions today at toyota.ie/relax. For more, search Toyota Relax. Toyota, built for a better world. Terms and conditions apply.
This
Black Friday with Vodafone, take home the latest Google smartphone, the all-new Google Pixel 9, for free when you switch to any of our bill pay plans on Ireland's most reliable mobile network. Because every connection counts. Vodafone. Together we can.
Offer ends December 3rd, 2024. Subject to coverage, eligibility, 24-month contract and handset availability. Most reliable network, Umlaut 2024. For Umlaut certification and full terms, see vodafone.ie/terms.
Liveline with Joe Duffy.
Do you remember it unfolding that evening and the following morning?
I do, of course, Joe, and it was so tragic because all the children were asleep in the house and we knew that when they woke up in the morning they were going to be told their father was dead. So it was a very, very tragic night. And then to compound it, at midnight I got a phone call from my home saying my wife had gone into labour. So I went from John's widow's house back up to Coombe Hospital for my little baby son Niall was born a couple of hours later.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. The brightest of bargains await in the unmissable Black Friday event, in-store or online at harrycurry.com.
Welcome back. Morning Ireland election special, and Sinn Féin Director of Elections Matt Carthy is with us. So you'll be happy enough with that exit poll, I suppose, Matt Carthy, but do you think you can go even better?
Happy enough, I have to say, is an understatement, Anya, when you consider how many obituaries were written of our political future over the past number of months, when it now appears possible that Sinn Féin could emerge from these elections as the largest political party. Had I sat in this studio and said that that was a viable prospect, even a short number of weeks ago, I would have been laughed out of the building.
Well, given the 12% in the local and Europeans, absolutely.
For sure,
yes.
And I think there's a number of, you know, facts coming out of the exit poll that are just phenomenal. Above all, the fact that Mary Lou is essentially joint favourite to be Taoiseach, considering the year politically and personally she's have, I think it is a huge vindication of her leadership. When you consider that, like, Simon Harris, 27%, he was on 55% approval ratings before this election was called, I think.
And, you know, once upon a time, Sinn Féin was in the mid-30s as well in opinion polls.
So, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I think we, you know, as I say, All the column inches that have been written, I don't think too many suggested that Sinn Féin would be the largest political party coming out of these elections. So, you know, obviously we'll wait and see how things are going in the constituencies when the boxes are open, but we're in play to increase our seats and to, you know, who knows where things will land in the end.
What we've been hearing throughout the campaign, though, and what we've been hearing again this morning, that looking at this exit poll, what we're looking at is status quo ante, probably, in terms of a new government. There may be, what did Michael Fitzmaurice say, a different leg on the stool. Maybe there'll be a fourth leg on the stool. But that Mary Lou MacDonald, while she may be popular, while Sinn Féin may end up being the largest party, you've no route to government.
Well, again, let's see where the final seats land. And on these figures, it appears that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have again, in another election, reached a further combined low, 40%. I remember in my political lifetime, I like to think of myself as a young man, as you know, Anya, but I remember when Fianna Fáil on their own were commanding 40% plus in general elections. To think that they and Fine Gael combined are just managing to reach that. The government parties between them, according to the exit poll, are down about 6%. So I would suggest that anybody that is considering being a leg to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and a route to allowing those two parties to continue to make our housing crisis worse, to continue to follow one crisis after another in our health service, that they'd have to think very carefully about that.
But we heard it from Richard Boyd Barrett. We heard it from Thomas Pringle. They're saying you would be a better choice for an awful lot of people who are opposed to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael if you made common cause, but you don't.
Well, we do on the issues that we have common cause on.
You don't, because you don't rule out Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. You say you would talk to them. And they're saying that means that they can't come in with you.
Well, our position before the elections is the exact same as our position is this morning, and that is that we will see how the numbers land. We will try and do everything in our power to create a government that doesn't include Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. But I have to say, Anya, the nightmare scenario, as far as I'm concerned, as somebody who has an 18 and a 17 and younger kids at home, the nightmare scenario is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael returning to government regardless of what the third leg of the stool is, because what that means is that many people of their generations will be finding work in Australia and Canada and elsewhere because the housing
crisis
will get worse.
But if you were really serious about that left alliance, I mean, one of the reasons you can't, for instance, come together in a left alliance with the Social Democrats, Labour and the Greens is, you know, they are adamant on things like the carbon tax. So you won't make common cause with their green agenda. So that, again, those are red lines for them.
Well, I'm not going to penalise the people who vote for me simply to simply to ingratiate myself with another political party, because the truth is,
does that mean you're in permanent opposition?
No, it does not. What it means is, and by the way, the votes haven't yet been counted. Let's see how these seats fall. I think I think we might be in for a few surprises yet over the weekend. All I can say is we went into these elections with many people predicting our demise. It now appears that we may be the largest political party. If we are the largest political party, we will talk to everybody. We will try and create a government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. And ultimately, though, we know what we have to do. All, and I would suggest this in terms of parties of the left, progressive parties, parties that want, and individuals that want change. Is change really possible with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together implementing the policies that have been so disastrous?
Maybe if you get change, Sinn Féin are going to have to change a little bit. I mean, that was the question there. Give me your read of Cavan Monaghan, your own.
So it's really early days in terms of the tally feedback that I'm getting. I think we should be okay for two seats, and I think in the hunt for three. So I think it will be Sinn Féin 2, Fianna Fáil 1, Fine Gael 1, and the last seat will be between our third candidate, probably the magnificent Cathy Bennett, running a very short campaign as a first-time general election candidate. Aintu will be in the mix. Independent Ireland will be in the mix. A second Fianna Fáil will be in the mix, and possibly even a second Fine Gael in the mix. So Cavan Monaghan counts are not known for their speed, so we might have a long wait before we know exactly where that final seat lands.
And what about Sinn Féin plans in Donegal? Do you think you'll pull it off?
I haven't heard anything from Donegal, but I can't think of three stronger candidates then. And I would like to take this opportunity just to thank, as Director of Elections, to thank all the Sinn Féin candidates, their families, their teams, everybody who has put in such a huge effort.
The weather was appalling. I mean, it was a difficult campaign, particularly in the West.
It was, but you know, I have to say, we had more activists than we've ever had before. And above all, I want to thank all those people who did entrust us with their vote yesterday. We'll see exactly how many people it was, but if we emerge as the largest political party, I think it will be nothing short of a phenomenal result.
Will Laois and Kildare South be lost to you?
Let's see.
All right. I know you've got to go off and join the TV crew. Thank you for coming talk to us this morning. Matt Carthy. It's 13 minutes to 10.
Big day ahead. Lots of nerves, lots of questions. Who will win a seat in the next Dáil? Who will lose their seat? Who will be the biggest party? Who will form the next government? Will Coola or Na Fianna be the first Dublin club to win a Leinster title in football and hurling? Croke Park will provide the answer to that one. To help with the rest of the questions, let's go to Limerick first, where Q comes before O. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran, is there. Morning, Cathy.
Hello there, how are you? From the Limerick City constituency count.
What's happening there, Cathy?
Yes, well, the counting of boxes is well underway now this morning. Now, the assistant, there was drama, of course, before we even started the counting because of the error on the ballot paper, which was discovered last night when those surnames beginning with Q were ahead of surnames beginning with O. So Maurice Quinlivan of Sinn Féin, Dean Quinn, the People's Party, were ahead of Willie O'Dea of Fianna Fáil, Kieran O'Donnell of Fine Gael, and Eliza O'Donovan of the Social Democrats. Now, as just before we started counting, Assistant Returning Officer Vincent Murray, who is conducting the count here in the Limerick City constituency, has said the Returning Officer, Rita Considine, who is Returning Officer, in fact, for three constituencies, Limerick City, Limerick County and Clare, he said she is aware of the error on the ballot paper, but is satisfied that the count can proceed. And so that is, that's the way, that is proceeding. So effectively, very early tallies in the Limerick City constituency showing Willie O'Dea and Kieran O'Donnell, Maurice Quinlivan, all sitting TDs, polling well. Brian Leddon's vote is down. He'll need to pick up if he wants to hold on to his seat. But ones to watch who are also polling well, are Dee Ryan of Fianna Fáil, Maria Byrne of Fine Gael, Eliza O'Donovan of the Social Democrats and Conor Sheehan of Labour. Now, Eliza O'Donovan of the Social Democrats, who's a councillor here in Limerick City, she's one of the names that's affected by that error on that paper. If, for instance, her vote was very tight or the figures on her vote were very tight, could she take a legal challenge? That's, I suppose, that's a possibility. But that's the state of play at the moment in the Limerick City constituency.
Cathy, thank you. That's our Western Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran, in Limerick. Let's go up the coast to Galway, to Salt Hill to be exact, where our Western correspondent Pat McGrath is standing by. What's happening where you are, Pat?
I'm at the Galway West Count Centre in the Tennis Club and Threadneedle Road in Salt Hill, sorting and verification of votes underway. 196 boxes across this five-seater constituency. There's a bit of a delay with one of those. The box from Inishbofin got delayed in transit, but in the last few moments it has arrived at the Count Centre and will be included among the 195 others. Counting and the sorting of votes is focusing initially on city boxes. Now, these are very, very, very early tallies on only a portion of votes, and they're fluctuating and moving quite quickly. But the latest state of play on the very initial tallies has independent outgoing TD Catherine Connolly on 16%, Sinn Féin's Mairead Farrell on 15%, John Connolly of Fianna Fáil on 12%, independent Noel Grealish, another independent candidate Mike Cubbard, and Evelyn Shoiga from the Social Democrats all on 8%, Hildegard Nocton, outgoing chief whip, on 7%, and Labour's Helen Ogbu on 6%. A number of candidates bunched on the 3% mark, including Fine Gael's Sean Kyne, the Green Party's Pauline O'Reilly, and Gráinne Shoiga for Fianna Fáil. If I look very briefly at Galway East, Gavin, 11 of 169 boxes tallied there. Sean Canny with a significant vote, 46.3%. One must assume that they are from his end of the constituency because it's very much skewed his way. Pete Roach also up the northern end of the constituency doing well there as well, as is Sinn Féin's Louis O'Hara. But the health warning and the proviso, of course, with these is it is very, very early days.
Pat McGrath, thank you. More of our election coverage next.
It's not just that Sammy has had his world torn apart by the conflict. It's not just that he has lost everyone that he ever loved. And it's not just that Sammy is only 7 years old. Right now, children are being forced to live through unimaginable horrors in Gaza and around the world. And it's not just. This Christmas, your help could make all the difference. Visit trocra.org or call 1-800-408-408. Trocra. Together for a just world.
At Centra, we carry a selection of the most indulgent party food. Fancy some sizzling king prawn peel peel? Or maybe some creamy goat cheese bruschetta? Go on, get the fancy nibbles for your guests without the fancy price tag. Pick up any two inspired by Centra party food packs for just €8. Centra, live every day.
8 minutes to ten. The ballot boxes have been open for 50 minutes already. Dr. Kevin Cunningham from TU Dublin and Ireland Thinks is with us, as is Alison O'Connor, journalist and commentator, and our own Sandra Hurley. Kevin Cunningham, it's your Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's great. It's very exciting, and especially this particular outcome is very tight. It's very difficult to tell what's going to happen. Now, normally, if a party gets 20-odd percent and another party gets 20-odd percent, we should expect them to get a bit of a seat bounce. But the interesting thing about Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is that the level of the transfers between these two parties, we should almost think of this as a party on 41% with a very strong internal transfer rate. And with that, history tells us that that should get a pretty good seat bonus.
Except, yeah, they're also slugging it out against each other for those final seats in a lot of those constituencies. So, and if the gap between them, for instance, is too bad, would that make all the coalitionology more difficult?
Well, there is a caveat, obviously, that between them they actually have too many candidates, so it's more likely that they're going to end up in the fifth seat out of four or the fourth seat out of three and all that sort of stuff. But coming back to this kind of seat bonus thing just for a second, you know, they're looking at, so the biggest seat bonus that we saw before was back in 2011, where Fine Gael got 36% of the vote and 46% of the seat. That was a seat bonus of 10%. So that's huge. If a party's on 40%, it gets something like that, then they're actually getting close to the area that they might get to. But I think one of the interesting things about this is what it looks like right now is that everything is going to come down to transfers. The interesting thing as well last night from the figures was that Sinn Féin's transfer patterns were actually quite positive. I mean, what we've seen in polling up until now is that Sinn Féin have been a little bit more transfer toxic, and they've been right to identify the fact that the transfers are really important where the candidates are eliminated. So a lot of those independent voters, independent candidates, are going to transfer probably to Sinn Féin, and that's going to help them as well. It's going to make it very, very exciting, especially for the smaller parties as well, who have claims that they should be transfer friendly, particularly the Social Democrats. So I think we're going to be looking at long counts, trying to figure out what's going to happen and whether there's any viable government at the end of this at all, if things go against them.
Alison O'Connor, are you surprised that after, I put this to Gerry Harran earlier in the programme, that after COVID, the war in Ukraine, the cost of living crisis, the housing crisis, and it's almost like we're here at a Bobby Ewing in the shower moment, we're right back at 2020 and the results are exactly the same?
Yeah, there is that air of deja vu, Gavin, isn't there? And I mean, I've been thinking, I heard you asking Jared that question earlier, and I've been thinking about it since last night. And you think of all the other countries where incumbent governments, you know, have been thrown out.
40 out of 54
yeah,
the last
and,
2 years.
And also, you know, that point that was made earlier about people not liking the sense of being bribed with their own money. But I do think money actually is key here to look at those Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil results in that we are awash with it. Yes, people may not have liked this idea of so many promises being made, but still, you look at the budget we just had, you look at generally the amount of money that's in our economy. That's what makes us different from everyone else. Yes, it was a feature of the campaign, particularly in the last few days, the notion that there are, you know, that bad times can be coming, transatlantic trade shocks and all of that. But what makes Ireland unique from like the UK? We saw the budget that had to come in there. They have trouble in France. All of that is we have a lot of money. And I think that really does point a lot towards that stability. But you have to factor in then that thing that's always been there, that we knew, we see it from the poll, the housing issue, how that affects younger people. And that makes a lot of sense in terms of the Sinn Féin result.
And you were talking to us about that, Sandra, in terms of the exit poll. And it was really interesting, wasn't it? The level of support amongst young people for Sinn Féin and the importance of housing as an issue for Sinn Féin voters.
Yes, that really came through from the exit poll, and it is it galvanised Sinn Féin voters, it galvanised young people. That's why they voted. That was the number one issue for them. They voted on housing. But just on Alison's point as well on the cost of living stuff, even though it's very high up in the reasons, in the prominent reason pointing people to who they voted for, there's also some data in the exit poll that shows that maybe around two thirds of voters felt that they were doing okay or their position was slightly improved. There was maybe around a third of voters who felt that they were worse off. And maybe that is something that we could use to interpret why we might be looking at the status quo. We might be looking at Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael coming back again with some other parties, with a smaller party and possibly independents.
What do you make of that data, Kevin?
Yeah, I think it is very interesting. I mean, the last election, I was very surprised the extent to which people said that things were going very badly for them, particularly economically. And a lot of those voters last time did opt for Sinn Féin in that particular occasion. The housing thing exactly is very relevant here. I think Sinn Féin's vote is broadly a housing vote. Probably almost half of it is one which is a single issue, young person voting on the basis of that particular issue. But the cost of living, and exactly coming back to the point that Alison made, is that the spending that happened in not just this budget, but the previous budget, I think that helped voters, to the government, to shore up some of that vote. Yes, the government are down about 5.7% in this exit poll, but that 5.7 compares quite favourably against previous elections where governments actually collapsed much, much further.
Alison O'Connor, if this was a football match, all three of the big parties had the chances to take a lead throughout the campaign. All of them had good chances to do it. All of them threw away those chances and we're back to analysing essentially a 0-0 draw, yes?
Well, I mean, I suppose it's how do you, sometimes trying to get ahead in a campaign is trying to catch the wind. You know, what do you do? And it was the story of the campaign was that Fine Gael never got momentum, that they had, it was like a stitch unravelling, you know, from the first day when that new energy sign, I was there when it happened, fell down. And yet, I mean, this time yesterday, I was talking to a lot of people. There was talk of like, God, might Fine Gael possibly, you know, land in the teens? And what does that mean? Kevin was talking about the seat bonus earlier. There'd be no seat bonus there. again. So when I saw the poll last night, it wasn't what I expected. I thought there would be more of a gap between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Yeah. But you then also look at, I mean, how it's interesting. You look at the difference between the leaders, where Micheál Martin is at 35, Mary Lou MacDonald at 34, and Simon Harris has gone down to 27 from a high of, wasn't it, 56% in an Irish Times poll a couple of months ago. So is that the way people showed maybe their displeasure with the campaign, or what happened in Kanturk? Mm-hmm. It's not easy to analyse any of this at this point, but I do think what Kevin was saying, I mean, it's difficult for us to say what all of this means, really, because as Kevin said earlier, we are not going to know the shape of it. Do you remember during the local elections there was this thing between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who was going to end up on top?
Yeah. Mm.
It took a number of days before we knew that. By a margin, it was Fianna Fáil. I think we could be looking at Monday, really, before we have an idea.
You'd agree with that, Kevin?
Yeah, I would. I'd also, I mean, it's quite interesting about the campaign. I mean, a lot of the narrative the last couple of days, last week or so, was this decline, potential further decline from Fine Gael, but it seems that the Kanturk incident didn't really seem to have much of an impact on their vote share. If, I mean, obviously there's people changing their votes in lots of different directions at the same time, but
sometimes
their pollings beforehand
was quite
similar.
Gordon Brown's moment when...
Yes.
That the Labour vote was the same before
unchanged,
and after.
Yes, completely
exactly,
unchanged
yeah.
after that. And that was arguably a much more offensive incident. I mean, he
so being talked
woman,
about
woman.
Doesn't necessarily mean you're having an impact.
Well,
All right. I'm being told I have to go. Thank you both.
Thank you
all three for joining us. The coverage, obviously, of the election continuing, but we have the news after this.
This weekend in the Irish Times, the general election. Find out what happened and why with our exit poll analysis in print and comprehensive results coverage online and in-app throughout the weekend. In magazine, Conor Pope has a great guide to online Christmas shopping, including the 100 best Irish websites to visit. Tara Brady talks to Oscar winner Cate Blanchett on the release of her new film Rumours. And in sport, Gerry Thorney profiles Cian Healy, the Irish forward set to gain a record 134th cap. Buy in store or get it delivered to your door. The Irish Times. Because you get it.
Every year, we donate millions of euros, hundreds of hours, and thousands of items to good causes. The charities regulator keeps a record of every charity in Ireland. So if you want to give to a charitable cause, go on our website and check so you know what you're giving will be put to good use. Click, check, give. Check your giving to a registered charity at checkacharity.ie. The charities regulator. Please give confidently.
That's it from Áine and me and our Morning Ireland election special. Our team today, our broadcast coordinator, Anne-Marie Donlan, on sound, Mark Dwyer, our editor, Conor Barons, and our series editor, John Burke.